The co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners, Craig Bolanos. Craig, good morning. I guess the big financial news this week will be the Fed's decision tomorrow, Wednesday. What do you think they'll say?
No, you're right. The meeting kicks off today. We'll get the press conference tomorrow afternoon. And I have to tell you, Wall Street thinks it's going to be a big nothing burger. Likely not going to be any rate cuts in June. We're not going to hear that on Wednesday. The Fed's been incredibly consistent. They're going to be data dependent. But what does Wall Street want? We want still the hint, the tantalizing tease that there's at least two rate cuts this year, one in the fall, one in December. We do that, markets will remain A-OK.
One of the headlines I saw this morning, and maybe you can explain this, high U.S. debt load is the talk of Wall Street. Growing federal debt is threatening to drive up borrowing costs for Americans. What does that mean to you?
Well, what a quandary. Well, what does it mean to an investor? What does it mean to me as a citizen of the United States? I've got a concern. The concern is we are borrowing money at a pace that we can't support. Everybody knows the national debt has ballooned. That's been a problem for a long time. It's bipartisan. Both sides of the aisle are guilty as such. But when the world, who buys U.S. Treasury bonds and bills, starts to view us as being a little bit more risky because we have a little too much money on the credit card balance that we're not paying off, the rest of the world may ask us to pay higher interest rates. And if we have higher interest rates, that means we as a country have more money being spent on the interest to service the credit card, aka the debt. That's less money that can go into defense, less money that goes into health care, less money that goes into Social Security. So it's concern that everybody shares.
What do you make of the inflation numbers? Where is it going?
Well, the inflation data, broadly speaking, has been good. Everybody remembers how bad it got. I mean, we were over 9% a couple years ago, then 7%, then 6%. And now we're at a point that consistently the year-over-year change, right? Don't get me wrong. Everything costs more than it did. That's not going away. We've seen that game play before a couple times in my lifetime. But going forward, the year-over-year change is likely to stay sub-3, under 3%. I don't know that we ever get to the affectionate number of 2 that the Fed has mentioned in the past, but a 2-point-something inflation rate is soft enough, benign enough, that this economy can move forward the way it is in the United States of America.
Oil prices, as you know, usually spike around this time of year, but so far, despite what's going on in the Middle East, they haven't been going up, at least not a lot. What do you foresee there?
Well, let's talk oil and let's talk the price at the pump. You know, we got through Memorial Day and it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. But to your point, you're right. These Middle Eastern tensions, it's not just the human story. It's not just the bombs dropping. It's not just the instability. I mean, we've seen a sharp uptick in West Texas Intermediate. That's crude oil prices. I mean, here we are. If you just go back to where we closed out on Memorial Day, West Texas Intermediate crude was $61 a barrel. This morning, it's $73 a barrel. That's a pretty good jump in a relatively short period of time. Call it just 3 weeks, and that's all because of the tensions in the Middle East. But as you said very adeptly, $73 a barrel, that's pretty cheap when oil normally hovers in the 80-ish range. So enjoy it while it's on sale. But everybody, I expect you to pay more at the pump here in 3-4 weeks once it makes its way through the system.
Thought so. And what about tariffs? There haven't been any big tariff deals. How is that affecting the markets?
Well, you know, the markets have been incredibly resilient because, you know, from a market standpoint, I know people are tired of the acronym, but we have to talk about tacos. I mean, it's Taco Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, taco, of course, stands for Trump always chickens out. Now, that's not meant to be a derogatory statement, but it just means we're consistently and constantly pushing back the line in the sand relative to trade. But what I remind everybody who's listening this morning is prior to this year, we didn't have the tariffs. Now, regardless of where things stand, there are 10% tariffs across the board, other rates on other countries. And just because things aren't as bad as we had feared, that's not necessarily the same as good. So I think investors should really be managing their risk budget going into the second half of 2025.
What do you mean by that exactly? Manage your risk budget.
I think what I mean is this. Everyone's been rewarded for the last 5 years to have a buy the dips mentality, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you bought the dip in 2023 when we had those banks fail. Silicon Valley Bank is an example. People bought the dips in 2024 when the yen carry trade blew up. Lots of retail investors stuck it to the pros by buying the dip in April when all the news came out about the tariffs at the Rose Garden. But there's going to be a point in time where there's enough risk in the system that I don't want someone who's a balanced investor to end up being 70 to 75% in stock. I don't want somebody who's already gotten retired to lose sight of what matters, which is to stay retired. So I think there's great opportunities in the bond market. There's great opportunities in alternative investments. Please, everybody, be pragmatically optimistic, but diversify your diversifier so you, too, can stay wealthy.
I like that advice. Greg Bolanos, co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth. Thank you. Have a good one.
Great to be with you.